Welcome to our Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Logan Mance, joined by the Outreach Coordinator for the New Opportunities, Beth Moorman. Beth, thanks for taking the opportunity to talk with us.
Thank you for letting me do this.
Yeah, no problem. And coming up is the Toys for Tots. I think that's a great opportunity for low-income families to take advantage of to maybe make their Christmas a little bit better. Could you tell us about Toys for Tots?
Yes, so our Toys for Tots program is currently going on. We are taking applications all the way up until Christmas time. If families are wanting to fill out applications, they could come to our office or they could call us and we can mail them an application to fill out. Oh, and they would have to qualify for our heating assistance to receive toys for anyone under the age of 14. And if they meet the income guidelines, then they would get toys for to help them out for the holidays.
Is there anything else on the application that maybe a family will need to fill out to put on the application to make sure they can get this Toys for Tots?
So we would have the Toys for Tots application, which is just a form that they would just put their name, kids' age, some items on their wish list for the year, and then additional, they would have the LIHEAP application to fill out. And once they fill out that LIHEAP application and they're approved, they would automatically qualify for toys. So it's kind of like a package program. Like if you qualify for one, you'll automatically qualify for the other program.
What about those generous people that want to give to this program, Toys for Tots, that want to see families have a good Christmas? How do they donate and give back to New Opportunities and this program, Toys for Tots?
Yeah, so they could bring a check or cash donation here to our office here in Perry. Or they could, we have boxes in local stores here in the Perry area, like there's one at Ben Franklin's, there's one at Dollar General, I want to say there's even one at Dollar Tree. They could bring a unwrapped toy, put it in the box, and we check those boxes pretty often, and then they bring the toys and donate them, and then we hold on to them to distribute to those children that are in need.
And Beth, what kind of toys are you looking for?
A wide variety, I guess you could say. Girl toys, boy toys, Barbies are pretty popular right now. Cars for the boys, Legos. Learning toys is a big one we've noticed, and books. Lots of children books, color books, crayons, art supplies. A lot of kids are asking for. I have kids that are also asking for, like, superhero stuff, kids' makeup and nail polish, and there's just a variety of things people are asking for this year.
Again, we're speaking with the Dallas County New Opportunities Outreach Coordinator, Beth Moorman. Beth, what makes this Toys for Tots so special during this Christmas time? I know you're new. We talked before this conversation occurred that you knew you started in June, but what kind of makes this special for families?
We have the mayor and his wife. They help us every year with Toys for Tots. So they also help do additionals, and they try to make sure every child that applies and qualifies will at least get one or two toys, if not more, for the season to help the families out for the year. We try to help everybody that is in need.
And this is not just for Perry, it's for anyone in Dallas County, correct?
Actually, it's for Perry School District.
Okay.
So if they live in like Dawson, Minburn, stuff like that. They have to be in Perry School District to qualify for the Toys for Tots.
Okay. And then also speaking about LIHEAP, again, we're in the fall season coming into winter. A lot of people may need assistance with some of those heating bills. Could you tell us about LIHEAP and maybe who can apply and who can be a recipient of this program?
Yeah. So right now, currently, anybody can apply. We are open for any age. I mean, we started in October with elderly and disabled. Here in November, we are open to anybody is eligible to apply. They would just fill out a form. They could find that form here in our office. They could come in and pick one up, or we could mail it to them, email it to them, or they could call our office and make an appointment. If they don't want to do all the extra work, they could come see us and we could do the work for them. Also, we have the option where they could go on our website and they could apply online. Also, which is very convenient for some people. They could fill out the application online, and then we would process the application, and then we would send them a letter saying that they were approved, or if we need more documentation from them, it would be considered a denied incomplete letter. And then once we get them approved, they would get their heating assistance, which would mean that we would put a credit towards their heat source bill, and that would help them throughout the winter.
Is there a poverty level they have to meet?
Yes, there is a household guideline that they would have to meet. So, like, for a family of one, they would have to make under, like, $27,180 for gross income. And then, like, if we were to jump forward to, like, a family of seven, it would be, like, $83,820. They would have to make less than that. And there's multiple different ways people could, provide their income. If they work and they have, like, a job change and they're making more than they did, let's say, when they filed their taxes. So if they're making lots of money all of a sudden because they got a new job, but they're still struggling, they could provide us their tax papers and we could see if they could qualify with their tax papers. We see that happen quite often where people could just barely meet it, or they just barely meet the income guidelines with their income that they're working. So they provide their taxes papers and then they are automatically qualify, like if they meet that income guidelines. We have it happen a lot.
And how long can they stay on LIHEAP?
It's good until April 1st. So starting April 1st, the moratorium law kicks off for them. So they're protected November 1st to April 1st for assistance, meaning that they can't get their gas or electric bill shut off if they qualify.
And then how important is it for someone to sign up sooner rather than later?
It's very important right now. We are backed up with applications, so the sooner those applications come in, the faster we can get them processed. We know a lot of people are struggling right now to pay their bills, so it's the sooner they can get them in, the better. We also recommend appointments, because appointments, we're getting you in faster, we're processing your application faster. We do have a variety of appointments open. They can also sign up for an appointment on our website. But right now, we do have quite a bit of mail-in applications coming in, so it's taking me and the other partner here, Gene, it's taking us a week or two to get through a lot of these applications as they keep coming in. So if you want it and you need it fast, we recommend you coming into our office rather than mailing it in or doing it online, because we will get you in right at that time frame, like get you approved right away.
Well, Beth, as we wrap up this program, our Perry Fairway Dallas County Let's Talk program, is there any final thoughts?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right, well, we covered everything. Again, yeah, we thank you for taking your time out of your busy day and talking with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And that was our Perry Fairway Dallas County Let's Talk program. Always fresh, always fairway. Stay with us. We got more from the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.